This is the Marketplace Tech Report for Friday, September 24th, 2010. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe. Air pollution has been a killer since the dawn of the industrial age. Yet until recently, scientists didn't know just how dirty the air is in most places around the world. However, new maps using satellite images and computer modeling are finally giving researchers a clear view of this global problem. Randall Martin is a professor at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Randall, how'd you make these maps?
We began with satellite observations from two different NASA instruments. That gave us the global distribution of fine particles in the atmosphere. However, it did not tell us where in the atmosphere those particles were.
So when you're looking down at the atmosphere from the perspective of satellite, it's sort of like looking down through a glass of dirty water, and you're just taking a picture of what you see at the top. But actually, what you want is how that dirt is distributed in the entire column.
That's a terrific analogy. You're right.
So how do you go from there to figuring out what dirt is people are actually breathing?
For that, we had to turn to a computer model, and then we could relate what the satellite observed to what we're actually breathing at the surface.
But before these maps were made, how was this stuff measured?
We had a few ground-based monitors that were located wherever someone set them up around the world, and that would give you the concentration of pollutants at that point. And if we wanted to know the concentration at another point, we could guess.
What these maps measure is fine particulate matter. The maps aren't perfect. Randall says they could be off by 25%, but it's still better than guessing. And these tiny particles of dust are dangerous. Take a deep breath and you'll inhale millions. Michael Brower is a professor of public health at the University of British Columbia.
What these maps do now is really bring this on to a global scale. And it's especially important because, in fact, the places where we're probably most concerned about air pollution and its impact on health are the places where we actually have the worst data on what those levels would be. This kind of information can be useful for these sort of impact assessments. How many people in the world may be dying from air pollution? We hope to be able to use this kind of information in the future to actually do new studies of actually trying to refine our understanding of the relationship between air pollution exposure and health impacts.
Is there at this point a global health standard for how much fine particulate matter we can breathe without a lot of risk?
The World Health Organization has air quality guidelines. From this paper that was recently published, we've actually estimated that about 80% of the population lives in locations where the concentration is above this guideline. I should point out, however, that really there seems to be no safe level of this type of air pollution on a population.
Michael Brower says globally, air pollution could be killing a million people a year. If you want to take a look at these maps, they're at our website, marketplacetech.org. Other stories we're following at marketplacetech.org. Facebook is edging ever closer to being the center of your social universe. Bloomberg News says the social networking site is developing a phone with London-based INQ Mobile. Could hit the market in 2011. And it looks like Verizon will start charging users tiered rates depending on how much data they download to their mobile phones. They'll follow AT&T, which introduced its own tiered data plans this summer. The changes won't occur for 4 to 6 months. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
Steve, Twitter is ushering in a new kind of celebrity auction, and the bidding ends tomorrow.
So if I win, what do I get? Lunch with Demi Moore? She'll tweet about it?
Not quite. Bidders will never meet the celebrities in person. Instead, celebrities will follow the winning bidders on Twitter and retweet what they post.
So basically, you get to turn a celebrity into your own personal Twitter puppet?
Yeah. And we're talking about Eva Longoria, Cher, Justin Bieber.
So who's getting the biggest bids?
Zachary Levi.
Who?
That's the guy who plays Chuck of the NBC show Chuck.
Oh.
Yeah, there's a fan offering almost $15,000.
Why?
Well, all the money goes to help build a home in Haiti for children with disabilities.
Oh.
Bid on skateboard legend Tony Hawk, and you'll get a prize. I saw he tweeted, "I'll throw in a signed skateboard too. Boom." Although
Thanks.
He probably doesn't say it like that.
He might. You can follow us on Twitter too. We're at Marketplace Tech. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Steve Henn, in for John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.